Good morning, Todd Zwillick with you, filling in for John Hockenberry. He'll be back tomorrow, and I'm here with Celeste Headley. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning.
Well, we're talking, of course, about a new treasure trove or some kind of trove of information from WikiLeaks put on the internet, published by our partner, the New York Times, and other newspapers detailing communications between American diplomats and the State Department, classified information from around the world. The story's not yet written, but some of it's embarrassing. Some of it could be damaging. We want to know what you think about the WikiLeaks release of all this diplomatic information. Is this an example of sunlight, freedom of the press, or a serious crime? Some people say it borders on treason. What do you think? 8778-MY-TAKE. You can also post on the website, thetakeaway.org, and of course on our Facebook page. And on our Facebook page, Andreas Thanos writes, the number one question is, do these documents prove the administration, whichever administration, lied to us? If so, it sure was worth it. What's your take? That's 8778-MY-TAKE. Well, one of the places detailed, one of the places around the world among dozens and dozens, if not hundreds, detailed in those WikiLeaks documents is North and South Korea. Tensions there. Of course, we have news outside of WikiLeaks. The North Korean artillery shelling of a South Korean island just days ago has led to escalations there on the peninsula and the arrival of a U.S. Aircraft carrier group. No sign this morning that South Korea is tempted to take any of the heat out of this latest spat. Joining us now to talk about some of the fallout and some of the escalation on the peninsula, Sam Gardner, retired Air Force colonel, war gamer, and military expert and frequent guest here on The Takeaway. Colonel, good morning.
Good morning.
Good. Colonel, this weekend the U.S. And the South Korea conducted those military exercises, American jets scrambling around the South China Sea. What's the point of this exercise, and how has the North responded so far?
Well, the point of the exercise, and almost always when we see an aircraft carrier used in a time of tension, is to show the U.S. resolve, to show the U.S. capability. To demonstrate to two people, the South Koreans and the North Koreans, that the United States is committed to the defense of the southern part of the peninsula. So that's the message to North Korea. The interesting reaction seems to be some softening on the part of the North Koreans. They announced over the weekend that they would continue shelling or cause bad things to happen if the United States and South Korea violated North Korea territorial waters. And the U.S. and South Korea are operating way south of that. So it appears as if the North Koreans want to take a little bit of tension out of the air.
Okay, now, Colonel, hold the line, because we want to go live to Seoul, if we can, to correspondent Chris Hogg from our partner, the BBC, who is live in Seoul to give us an update on the latest in the situation. Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
Chris, we understand in the last hour that South Korean president says that the South will conduct its own artillery exercises in response. That sounds like an escalation.
Well, the details of this are still coming in. I mean, I think the important point about what the South Koreans are saying today is we saw a big statement from the South Korean president a little earlier, and he was very clear. He sounded like a teacher who had given up on an unruly child. He'd had enough of the excuses. He said that there would be consequences, that North Korea would pay the price. And I think that's why we're hearing these announcements now from South Korea. There really is a sense here that the government feels the need to get tough.
Our Colonel Sam Gardner, our military analyst, seems to think that the North is relaxing a little bit in its own kind of cryptic way, but the message from the South seems to be a little bit different.
The message from the South seems to be that, as far as I can read the situation, that they feel that they have been tolerant for many months now, and in fact for many years, and they feel that tolerance has got them nowhere. He said in his speech that he talked to, the language he used was very strong and unusually strong for him. He talked about the North's brutality. He said that tolerance and patience had fanned bigger provocation. He's under quite a lot of pressure here domestically. I mean, there were more demonstrations here today by South Korean veterans who were mocking the North Korean leader and saying that it was time for the South to consider trying to overthrow him.
All right, that's the BBC's Chris Hogg in Seoul. Chris, thanks for the live update. We appreciate it from over there in the Korean Peninsula. Colonel, let me turn back to you because we've been talking about this data dump from WikiLeaks and diplomatic cables all morning long. We're going to continue to talk about it. One of the things detailed in these reports is that North Korea has provided 19 or 20 long-range missiles to Iran, increasing potentially Iran's ability to strike at Western Europe, a nuclear-capable Iran if they ever get to that point. Does that dynamic affect what's going on in the peninsula at all and anger towards the North? How do you think that affects things?
Well, there has been public speculation, press report coverage that the North Koreans had provided missile parts to Iran. This is the first time, however, that there has been a public announcement that full up-round missiles. I think the United States, in its policy towards Iran, has taken that into account. I mean, the U.S. government knew that. You and I didn't know it till over the weekend. So I don't think it really changes the situation. But I have to say that the real change, I mean, my concern is the South Korean announcement this morning.
That it might be an escalation.
What bothers me, the United States can't afford to turn its policy, the potential for a war, over to a South Korean president that has bubbling testosterone. Mm. We don't want a war on the peninsula. We don't want the South Koreans to threaten the North.
And with the U.S. carrier group in the region and the South talking tough because of its own domestic political concerns, we're going to have to keep an eye on the story, and we certainly will. Colonel Sam Garner, retired Air Force Colonel, war gamer, and peninsula expert joining us. Colonel, thanks so much.
You're welcome.